One interesting question that has been asked by soldiers who are fighting in the war against Hamas in Gaza has to do with the Sefer Torah. There was a situation where four chayalim had to stand on guard at a base far away from the tent where the minyan was. In the tent where the minyan was, there was a Sefer Torah. And the question is, are you allowed to bring the Sefer Torah out to the chayalim? Maybe put a table there and David and Lane where the chayalim are so that they can benefit from the kriya of the Sefer Torah. So the issue is, are you allowed to bring a Sefer Torah to a person, or should the person go to the Sefer Torah? There's a Mishnah in Maseches Yom, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Aleph, that says the following, that talks about on Yom Kippur, how the Kohen Gadol would read from the Sefer Torah, and apparently the way the procession went on Yom Kippur is that the Chazan HaKnesset would take the Sefer Torah and give it to the Rosh HaKnesset, and the Rosh HaKnesset would give the Sefer Torah to the Skan, and the Skan would give it to the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohen Gadol would read. And the question that the Yerushalmi asks is, how can you bring the Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol should go to where the Sefer Torah was. And the Gemara answers that you could bring the Torah to Gedolim, like the Kohen Gadol, and also they also discuss about how a Sefer Torah was brought to the people of the household of the Resh Galuta, of the Exile Ark, and there also the Yerushalmi writes that this was the house of the Resh Galuta were descendants of David HaMelech. So you could bring a Sefer Torah to the Kohen Gadol, to the descendants of David HaMelech. What about a regular person if he can't get to a Sefer Torah? So the Or Zeruah in Hilchos Kriyat Shema Siman Tes says that if someone's an anus, if someone's in an unavoidable circumstance and he cannot get to a Sefer Torah, then you could bring the Sefer Torah to him. So that would be like our case. Our case is the chayalim can't go to the tent because they have to be on guard many, many yards from the tent, so they can't hear the Sefer Torah. So but you can bring the Sefer Torah to them based on the Or Zeruah. The truth is, that's what the Or Zeruah holds, but the Mordechai and Rosh Hashanah disagrees, and in Remez Tavshin Yud says that Bnei Adam HaChavushim Bevesa Asurim, that people who are imprisoned, Ein Mevin Sefer Torah, Afilu Etzlam Sefer Torah, Afilu Rosh Hashanah B'Yom Kippurim. We don't bring the Sefer Torah to them on even on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. And so we have this debate between the Mordechai and the Or Zeruah whether the rule of not bringing a Sefer Torah to an individual only applies when the person can feasibly go to the Sefer Torah. But in a situation where he's an anus, where he can't get to the Sefer Torah, can you bring the Sefer Torah to him or not? The Shulchan Aruch passes like the Mordechai in Orach Chaim Simon Kuf Lamed Hei Seif Yudalet, writing that Bnei Adam Achavushim Vesar Surim Ein Vim Al Etzlam Sefer Torah, that people who are in jail, like the Mordechai rules, you can't bring them a Sefer Torah, even in an Ones situation. So what Ravi Mo was asked this question, he wanted to try to find a way to bring the Sefer Torah to the Chayalim. So he suggests maybe the whole camp is considered one place, maybe the halacha of you can't bring a Sefer Torah to individuals only where the Sefer Torah has a makom kavua, maybe in a camp. It's not an army base. There's no real makom kavua for a Sefer Torah. Maybe you can rely on the Or Zeruah. But he said there's a better argument to allow us to bring a Sefer Torah to the four chayalim. Because the Rama writes at the end of this Saif, Vimhu Adam Chashu B'chol Yon Shari, that when do we say that you can't bring a Sefer Torah to a person, it's a regular person. But you can bring the Sefer Torah to a Kohen Gadol. You can bring the Sefer Torah to someone from whose lineage is from David HaMelech. And you can also bring the Sefer Torah to an Adam Chashuv, a Talmud Chacham, a Nasi, or Zera, or someone from David HaMelech. And the reason for this, the Rishalmi writes, the reason for this is that the Torah is mis'ala al yado. The Torah is elevated if it's brought to an adam chashuv, to an important person. You don't bring Sefer Torah to the jail because that's a bizayon, that's a disgrace for the Sefer Torah. And Rav Yimon argues that a soldier during wartime is definitely an Adam Chashiv. After all, the Gemara in Pesachim, Daf Nun Manav, says that Haruge Malchus Adam Yochel Lama B'chitzasan, someone who dies, Al Kiddush Hashem. He's saying certainly the Rabbi Kiva and his colleagues, certainly those who die Al Kiddush Hashem because they're Jewish for the Torah, so they ain't Adam Yochel Lama B'chitzasan. So they're in a different parsha entirely. They are so holy. So certainly, says Rav Rimon, a soldier who's willing to die for his country, he's willing to sacrifice his life for the Jewish people, he certainly called it Adam Chashuv, and therefore, because every soldier is an Adam Chashuv, you are allowed to bring the Sefer Torah to him. So you're allowed to take the Sefer Torah from their Makom Kavua in the tent and bring it to where the four Chayalim are with the other, and the other soldiers can go with them. And they can lane the Torah from that area, so they can all fulfill the mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah.